Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. As you heard on the little, as I call her, the sexy computer voice when you join the line, today is February 11th, and this is part two of Resolutions versus Decisions. And we have the opportunity, this is one of my favorite, if not my most favorite, calls, and we're splitting it up this year into two, because I know there are so many people, well, maybe you just don't have the opportunity to have a listening ear, to share decisions, goals. If you want to call them resolutions, I can, but I'll give you some stats on why I don't believe in making resolutions. And I've got some stories to back it up too that I've experienced this week. But the biggest thing is today's call, like we did last week, is set up so that you, the typical listener, who's not normally a guest, because usually the format is we interview people who have had a successful experience with NECAN or who in their own right have something that I think we all, as a listening audience, can gain from their experience, either NECAN or their background as far as their occupation, and how the body works, or how we can better equip ourselves to share this gift of NECAN with other people. Today's focus is, again, like last week, allowing people to share some decisions that you've made. And maybe you are like me. You don't wait until the end of the calendar year. I start working on mine in about October, November-ish, and I start thinking of things, ways I can tweak that, hey, you know, let's look back on this year. What are some areas in the five pillars of health, healthy body, mind, family, finances, and society, what are some things that we can do to tweak, or just some decisions that we're going to do some things differently? And really, it's not so much doing some things differently as it is being different. And I think that's one of the biggest things that analyzing our lives, if we can make the decision. I spoke with a gentleman yesterday, a good friend of mine for the last 20 years, and we don't get to chat that often. And he was talking about one of the things that he's looking into is becoming a, I don't know how to describe the type of counseling that he's looking at going into, but it's basically been from his own discovery of his own areas of weakness in his life, and he's found that some of the stuff that he's learned, he can share with some of his friends, and all of a sudden he said, you know, these are simple fixes. It's just, you know, tweaking and making some small decisions and saying, you know, being different in some of these areas. And I sat there as we were sparring back and forth, and I said, you know, Don, that's what Five Pillars of Health is all about. And that's really what we have the opportunity to live out. And I want to, something I didn't mention last week that I really want to stress, and this was shared with me by one of our wellness consultants, and I'd love to give her credit, and I just can't remember who it was, but it was her experience after going through Humans Being More a short time ago, and she said, you know, Vance, I didn't realize the power that the five pillars of health have when they're placed in the proper order. And if you've never sat down and analyzed them in that perspective, there really is significance of that. And starting with a healthy body, that if our physical body is falling apart, you know, how long can you go without all the basic essentials of wellness? Sleep being the biggest one, the foundation. Well, you can go a few days and then things start falling apart. Your immune system starts getting shot. Turn into a zombie, for lack of a better term. And that needs to be dealt with first. And then falling right behind that is mind, getting a proper perspective of who we are created to be. We're not here by accident. I firmly believe out of the 7 billion people on the planet, since nobody else shares our fingerprint, there are no accidents. And we hear that time and time again. I was at an event last night. I was the designated parent in our family to accompany our daughters to a concert with several thousand people, and the keynote speaker, born a month before I was, August of 1968, and instantly became an orphan in Maryland. And in it, you know, a lot of times you think of the word orphan and you think, oh, they must be from another country, they're out of North America. And he said it was a 19-year-old wife whose husband was serving in Vietnam, wrote her husband and said, I found a baby for us. But he shared his story, and it was really about developing a healthy concept of his mind and what he needed to do, coming up and understanding it as one who was rejected, given up, but did he allow that to impact his life? And he said, hey, I had to make a decision in my own life. And that really comes down to that proper perspective of a healthy mind. And now, today, my mind is a little bit skewed because my eardrums, they're not quite bleeding from the volume and the bass reverb, but I'll tell you, one night on a weekend pillow sure made a big difference from what I was experiencing last night. Followed, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, and then the healthy family, right behind that. And figuring out ways that what can we do, and maybe our healthy family, as is my friend last night, or yesterday I was speaking with, is a single dad. Maybe the family doesn't have the typical, you know, North American model of 4.5. You know, that's that ideal example that, you know, mom and dad and 2.5 kids. That's what the, you know, the standards are, the statistics or the averages. Maybe that family is an individual and you're learning how to be healthy as that. Right beyond family is finances. And it's not about being a millionaire overnight and winning the lottery. And we all know statistically that lottery winners don't usually, I think it's a year and a half. In a year and a half time, they're either worse off than they were before or about the same. Because the perspective, a healthy mindset isn't there. And then the last one, and again, these are in order for a reason. The last one being healthy society. What is it that we are contributing to the people around us? And how can we improve that? So I want to finish with this, and then we're going to open up the line for you guys to contribute. What are some of the areas? And maybe you shared last week and you want to add to it, but I'd really like to hear and give opportunity for those of us who haven't had a chance to share. What are some areas that you've decided to change? And, you know, I'm going to become a better person in this area. And for me, as our pastor shared with us last week, it's not so much doing the right thing, but being the right person. And that's what humans being more is all about. But the top 10 resolutions, I'm going to finish with this, and we're going to jump right on into it. The top 10 resolutions for North Americans for 2014 are this. And this was the order that people listed them as most important. And if you're on our email list, you've seen these already. Weight loss. Everybody says that. That's why we drove by a gym yesterday and there was not one spot in the parking lot. Not one. They're packed to the gills because everybody wants to lose weight. Everybody wants to get in better physical shape. Manage money is number two. Better job. Spend more time with family is number four. Number five was stop smoking. I didn't realize there were still that many people out in the world that are addicted to nicotine, but there are. Six was eat right. Seven, which, you know, six being eating right, goes right back to number one as far as weight loss. Number seven, upgrade my education. Eight, reduce stress. Number nine, which this one is very interesting, go greener, becoming more environmentally conscious. And number 10, volunteer to help. And if you look back at that list, and again, if I've gone through them too fast, check out the email that I sent out because I put them in the same order. It's fascinating that 9 out of the 10 really are more ethnocentric, more focused on, you know, ourselves, and yet the 10th one is focused on other people. And that's kind of an interesting, perspective on where we are as a culture, that nine things are, you know, us, and then that 10th one is others. And my belief system is if, you know, we spend the time looking at the five pillars again and in that order, yeah, we focus on us, but in the process of that, being able to share with other people, hey, this is what I discovered, and giving back to those around us. 50% of North Americans are people that make these resolutions. And by the way, it's 50% of the population does make resolutions every single year. And 50% by the first week have broken them. And 90% make it to 6 months. And then they finally broke it. Quick story. A gal, I heard this story. I won't share where I heard it, but goes into a bakery. This happened, true story. This was Wednesday of this week, or Tuesday, I'm sorry. And this was came from the bakery, the owner. And a gal came in, and so what day would that have been? Let me look at the calendar. It's not even a week. Tuesday of this week would have been, yeah, I'm sorry, it would have been a week. So she made it to the week point, 1 week, and she said, today is my cheat day. And she ordered two full-size bakery-style muffins. Cupcakes. These are not healthy muffins, they're not brand muffins, these are cupcakes. No coffee, no milk, no nothing to wash it down, no water, and sat and ate all of that. Two of them, huge cupcakes, except for the last bite. And when this story, I was just going, oh my goodness, she basically blew it. And if her number one resolution was weight loss, that's probably not a good thing. I mean, I believe in healthy rewards to keep us going, but sitting down and eating two cupcakes, I don't think that's the way to go. So there's kind of my overview. What are we going to change as wellness consultants? What are you going to change? And if we need to start with the East Coast time zone, because you guys have been awake for 2-3 hours, give those of us on the West Coast who maybe just be getting going, the line's open. All you need to do is hit *6 on your phone line, and that'll demute your line, and that the computer will tell you that your line's been demuted and open. But go ahead and share. Maybe one or two, maybe more. What are some areas that you're going to change? And again, I want to implore you and encourage you that when you share something out loud with a group like this, you literally put fuel to the fire to empower you to do it, because you're setting up an accountability system. You're setting up the structure. We had several people share last week, and we want to hear from some more. And at this point, this is where I... As my dear friend Gene Brock taught me, the word shy comes from a root term of being selfish. So if you think you're shy right now, you're actually being selfish because you're not sharing with other people. There's got to be as many dozens of folks on the line right now. There's got to be somebody who's ready and willing to conquer their shyness. Okay, I'll share. I could start calling out names.
All right,
Vance, I'll share. I was going to call you out, June. That was so funny.
All right, well, here's the deal. And, you know, I've done it with a lot of friends, and I'll do it on a national phone call with you. But it's the first year that I didn't have to make a statement that I was going to give up smoking, because I gave it up 8 months ago, and I am now a national speaker, not national, state speaker down here in Florida. And so one of the things that I have promised myself and promised others is that I am going to empower people to do the same. And hand in hand with that, I made myself a promise that I wasn't going to gain any weight, since I had worked very hard to give away, quote unquote, over 100 pounds. And I have not found any of that weight.
June, I wanna ask, because we literally could take the whole rest of the time that we have for this call and just talk about what you've experienced, and maybe we'll do that the second weekend of February if we can swing that, because your story is so incredibly powerful. How 8 months ago you reached that decision point, and what that was like for you. Here's the one question I have that I would like to ask you. And again, I would like you to expound on this, because I know there's a lot of people, and we're not just talking about nicotine addiction or other things that we can go through. The sin of gluttony is talked about in the Bible and in so many other, you know, foundational books. and it's an addiction. What was is there one thing that stands out in your mind that allowed you or that empowered you to fuel that decision that I want to be a non-smoker?
There were several things. I had heard from someone I hadn't heard from in years, and I was reminded of a promise that I made my stepfather 30 years ago when he passed away from having smoked, and he died of cancer, and I didn't keep that promise. And I realized that I have done everything else in my health to be fully healthy, and I live a closet smoker, number one. And number two, I want to live. I want to feel good. I want to be an example of what I represent, not only in Meekin, but within myself. And that stopping empowered me to move forward in so many other directions.
So if I could boil that down, you wanted to actually be 100% honest and truthful.
Absolutely. And I hadn't been, not even to myself.
You know, and I think that's looking at the all five of the pillars, looking at the opportunity that we have to live, as I mentioned last week, in running with the concept of Kaizen, you know, what can I do today to be a better contribution to society? Honesty is a big part of it. That was, for our daughter Emily, I was in her room last night, and that was the first thing she said, goals for 2014. And she wrote, to be honest. That was her number one goal. June, and it sounds like that was a big one for you. And again, I know there's others. So thank you, June. I know you can expound more and about this. There's a lot of people on the line right now that say, man, I want to hear more, but we will get to come back, right, June? You'll come back and share in more detail?
Absolutely. Yes, I will.
Okay. So June made it easy for the rest of us. Who's next?
Yes. I can't top that one. This is your mother.
So, Shar Rogers, for those of you who don't know, the mother of Vance Rogers, my sponsor from 21 plus years ago. Mom, go ahead and share, but speak up a little louder because your phone is...
Okay, maybe
that's
okay.
It. Go ahead.
Okay, so I can't top that by any means. I missed that number of years I was listening so hard. That she has been a smoker.
June, you want to demute your line again and come back in and answer that question? How many years?
I muted, Vance. 35 years.
35 years. Okay, I have to use that.
And I gave it up totally. Did not, you know, go back, didn't use a patch, nothing.
Okay,
I expand on that sometimes.
I need to use that as a testimony with somebody that I'm working with that really needs that because of her help also. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have to say that I've got several things I'm working on that I have made a decision are going to change, and I know my kids think it's funny that I haven't got some of this stuff under control yet, but not trying to make excuses, just that it's to try and juggle my act here. It hasn't all happened. And they know that I do work on them. But anyway, one is, in the business, I feel like we have been, no, I'll take credit for my own actions. I have been semi-active, not at all what I could do, and especially based on with the ease of doing it now with what the company has done, okay? I think that makes sense to the people, especially that have been around for a while. There is no time in the past that we've ever had that is like the time that it is right now. I mean, after 21 years, passing our 21-year mark, I just don't even, I can't even begin to compare it. And when I tell people that, they just look at me like, well, you know, everybody, you keep saying it's better than it was before. Well, it has gotten better. And one of the things that we have chose to do is consolidate, meaning that we have moved literally out of three places and consolidated it into one, which means I've got a lot of sorting to do, and a lot of reorganizing to do. I want the things that I want out of each one of them, not just one that I've done. So it wasn't just like load a house up and take it to Salvation Army or Goodwill. Okay, so that's one of the things, but the ease of doing it, and the biggest part of that is that we can do it from our own place. I don't want to be on the road living out of four houses, so to speak, because that's exactly what we've done over the last 10 years is live out of four places. I mean, it was fun, it was great, but we can still travel, of course. We don't have to travel the amount. So that's my secondary goal, is to be able to work out of the beautiful home that we have out in the country and have the freedom to do it in the way that we'd like to do it. Travel when we want, not travel when we don't want to. And that doesn't mean we're not going to spend a lot of time at our beach house either.
Well, I think for the record, because some of the folks listening right now may not understand that, Denny and Shaw Rogers, my parents, a little bit of background here. Neekin has been a huge, huge, beyond our wildest dreams, blessings to the Rogers family. But for the record, it has not given them the ability to spend money on four different dwellings like some of the Hollywood celebrities that you hear about. Oh, yeah, we've got a house in the outside of Vegas. We've got a house in, you know, Manhattan, New York, and we also have one down in the Cayman Islands. No, that's not it at all. These are rental investments that, because, again, because of timing and whatever, upstate New York, a motor coach, which was one of those dwellings that they spent a good portion of their life, and then one on the Oregon coast. Again, these, my brother and I were talking about it last night, as little things. And these are not these swanky, you know, 21st century dwellings, or I guess the motorhome would be. And I'm not trying to downplay at all. I'm just saying, for the record, it wasn't that these are, again, rental properties that they chose to invest in, much like anybody else would. If you, you know, you've been blessed with and able to manage your finances, that's the direction you go. But, Mom, I'm curious, because one of the things that you bring up here is our ability. And I don't want to focus the whole call on this, but the ability, because I was thinking about this week, is how many different things that we can tap into via the phone line, if we're afraid of computers and afraid of WebExes, but how many different things that take place every single week that are taking place. I mean, Dennis Estes, Reed Nelson, Rick Murphy, Dennis and Ruth Williams, Dave Johnson. And if you're not getting these emails, you need to reach out to your upline and find out, why am I not knowing about these? But we can literally, and that's one of the things that we all should be tapping into. If you want to grow, what was it? The number 7 on the top 10 resolution was upgrade your education. You don't need to take a college course on network marketing or a university, you know, strive to get a university degree and wellness. If that's really passionately what you're all about.
Nor in computers. And this is a really another vital part for me, Vance, is that this will help my brain function longer at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely want to see that happen. I have been a little behind in learning what I've seen a lot of other people my age, Dennis and Williams, Dennis and Ruth are, you know, right in our same age bracket, exactly. And they're doing exactly that. And I said to Ruth, I said, you guys are going to come down and spend a weekend with us, aren't you, when everything is set up. And I know you don't even know this yet, Vance, I don't think, but we've actually acquired a new TV set so that we can do this, because ours is so outdated. Yes, it's a big screen, but it doesn't have the hookups. So we could make it work with a bigger investment.
I think, again, for the record, so people understand how anti-frivolous you've been. Again, Spence and I, my older brother, who, again, managed my parents' rental property, we were talking about this last night. And the television, that flat screen that he replaced for you, we were calculating, 36 years old. 36-year-old television set finally gave up. So now you have the capabilities when staying in. And this is an open invitation. Again, it's a very inexpensive place to vacation on the southern Oregon coast. Here's my little commercial for the Rogers Wellness Beach House, completely outfitted in all the bedrooms with Beacon sleep systems, the air units, the water unit, you know, on and on and on the list goes. And now equipped, well, it's been equipped with internet capabilities, but if you want to go and make it a working vacation, it's available. And you will find the rate, both peak and off peak, at way, way below market price. And that's one of the things that, well, Dad, Mom, you made the decision years ago to say, hey, let's make this so people can afford it. And it's four bedroom, 1.5 bath, and 47 steps from the beach on a private beach with only 13 homes that have access to that beach and a view of Cape Araga. Am I pronouncing it right? Cape Araga Lighthouse?
Arago.
Southern Oregon coast, just outside of Coos Bay in the little town of Charleston, small little fishing town. So enough about that.
With one of the best golf courses in the United States. Bannon
Golf Course, where one of their regulars is, oh my gosh, name just slipped me, Michael Jordan. One of the regulars at the Bannon Dunes Golf Course. Anyway, we deviated way too far, but I think, Mom, if you had to tie a bow on that, or if you had to wrap up, it really is coming to terms with the simplification of being, and it's not so much doing, but it's really being the simple, and how many times do we keep hearing from people as we age, we start realizing, man, we really don't know as much as we thought we did, and it really comes down to living a simpler life that people who are older and more mature, that's what has been their, it's freeing. It's the freedom that comes with living that. And again, I look back at the five pillars, and these are not complex decisions. It's simple.
I've got more things on my list that I want to do than I did when I was, 25 years old. And I want the freedom to do those things. And I also know that by simplifying what we're doing, because we have the ability to do it, and we have been blessed by Nikan, I want to be able to really run my business from any place and have it be complete. In other words, if I'm not utilizing the skills that the company has already given us, how backward am I?
Mm-hmm.
It would be like not moving up when they went from the fax machine to just the ability to do it, through the computer. Okay, same difference. We're not running a crank phone anymore.
But and Mom, you're always quick to remind me that we're not going back, son, to the days of a horse and buggy. And I have said yes, you're absolutely correct. I will take that reprimand that if we're not utilizing what's available to us, and well, it's we're really shooting ourselves in the foot. Yeah, because everybody else is using this, and not too many people are going backwards. Not too many people are saying, oh, no, I gave up my computer so I could go back to using a fax machine because I like it better. No, you don't hear too many people doing that. So we've got time for a couple more, and I really want to empower and allow people to share. So line's open, and go ahead. Star 6 on your phone line will demute you and put you on. Good morning.
This is Steve Crowfoot, and I've been gnawing on this for 2 weeks trying to figure out what I wanted to say, because I do want to make a statement on this. And I finally just came to the conclusion that it just came to me. I just have to do the five a week. We'll get her done.
Mm-hmm.
And
expound on the five a week. I know what you mean, because we talk about this.
Well, years ago in the Pathfinder program, it was the goal was to have five presentations a week. And if you do five presentations a week, that would get your rank advancements done and to the next rank, and then it would give you the opportunity to, after you're silver, to be able to help your groups become silver. And if you did five a week, that would be a minimum. So I've been cruising along too many years doing the zero a week, so got to get something done.
And five a week, just for those of you who are like me and, you know, want to crunch the numbers, if you take 2 weeks off, you know, a week for Christmas or, you know, half a week for Thanksgiving and a half a week somewhere else, you know, maybe an anniversary or vacation or whatever, that's 250 contacts a year. And there was Dr. Mark Sussman who shared that he went out and talked to about that many people and got himself to Diamond in 3 years' time. You know, all of us on average, according to the statistics, in our lifetime, we will have, on a first-name basis, have a relationship with 600 people. Now, when I say relationship, I'm saying someone that you know their first name. Steve, I'm curious. I'm not going to let you off this easy. Five people a week, can you attain that?
Well, it's going to have to happen. But I'm getting to the point where going to the job every day is getting to the point where I like doing my job, but the politics of the corporation or the you know, things like that are driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And for my sanity, I have to do something to allow myself to get out of that. And I'm also within the, you know, turning 62 this coming week, I've got to do something that I don't want to go to a eight-hour-a-day job for the rest of my life because of decisions I made in the past, but I would sure like to live the life of people that I know in NECAN that over the last 25 years have built a legacy to the fact that if you really get out and work and do something, you're going to have the opportunity to live, like, you know, for 2 or 3, 5 years, you're going to have the ability to live like everybody else just wished they could live.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is quite appealing.
And Steve, to quote Jeff Enbrockham, because he was the first one that I heard make that statement, that if you're willing to work like others won't for 2 to 5 years, you'll live like others only dream of for the rest of your life. And Jeff went from being a tire changer at Les Schwab in Gresham, Oregon at $10 an hour to now living the life that most people around the world, they dream of. He worked a little longer than 5 years, though, I will say, but I always have to ask the question, is it really working that hard? Yes, it's frustrating. I was speaking with different of our wellness consultants this week, and I said, man, I've been doing this for so long, and I just can't find the right people, or I can't ask the right questions. Well, I'd love to say just keep at it, but that's kind of a pat response. I really, really honestly believe that when we set our mind and our heart, David Martin really exemplified this. Ben and Nikon 2 years now, and I believe he's reached the rank of platinum. I meant to call him this week and get him back on the line here so he can share where he's at. But he was the top producer for 2013, but for during the contest period. And one of the things he made a decision, which I think really is apropos in going into this new year, and I know Steve, you'll champion this, is what are some of the things that are distracting us from reaching those decisions or those goals? Or and for David, he said, you know, I just had to turn the TV off. And as a single father, I thought, how does he do that? Because, you know, not that TV is a babysitter for your kids, but how do you do that? Because our culture is built around entertainment. But it's a matter of decision. Is it there to fill a void, or are we getting sucked into it? everything that's on television right now, I don't think it's that life-altering that it's going to make us a better person, unless we're taking an educational program that's on PBS or the History Channel or Dr. Oz, and the list goes on and on and on. But I think we really can make a decision. Maybe it's not TV. Maybe for June, obviously a distraction was to give up smoking. Huge distraction. I know from personal experience for my folks, it's like, wait a second, to simplify this. And Steve, I know for you, it's that passion of how many, maybe 8 hours that I'm actually clocking in, but wait a second. I got the commute, I've got this, I got that. It comes to that point of reaching that decision, and I don't have all the answers. I really don't, because I'm in this journey just like everybody else. However, I know that if we're willing to do the work, it took us 7.5 years to get to Diamond, and I know that looking back over the last 13, coming up on our 14th year of being Diamond, I know that it's worth doing the work and doing it repeatedly. And we're going to talk about this. And matter of fact, one of the things that I made a decision this week to change up the format of this call is that from here on out, other than having open line formats like this morning, just for the record, so everybody knows that when we get done with the usual scheduled guests, and by the way, I'll do the plug for what's on tap for the next 3 weeks. Next Saturday, the 18th of January, first of all, I'm sorry, I want to thank June and Char Rogers' mom and Steve Crowfoot for sharing. Thank you guys for taking the lead, and I know there's a lot others of you out there that probably wanted to share, but, demuted your line and just didn't get in there fast enough. I want to encourage you, if I can challenge you, employ you, short of getting down on both knees and begging you, write some things down. Put some dates with them. By April 1st or by July 1st, I will be, and fill in the blank. Whether it's a title in NECAN or it's an attribute of your family dynamics, but look at those five pillars and put those things on paper. And then more importantly than putting them on paper is sharing them with somebody else. And this can develop into a fun tool that we can use to share NECAN with other people. Just that, hey, you know how people make resolutions? Well, I made some decisions, some goals that I set for my life, and they're in these different, areas that our company has. And as a friend, I need some accountability. Would you be willing to help me? And usually what I've found when sharing that with other people is that people say, well, what is this all about? I know you talked about this a couple years ago when you were all excited because you had this experience as a result of your car accident or whatever, but really, you're still playing with that magnet thing? Utilize this as a tool, because self-empowerment really can be used as a tool. And I really want to encourage you, don't keep it a secret. I believe the statement, and I can't remember who penned it, but a goal that's not written down or shared is nothing more than just a wish. And this is more than wishful thinking. This is a time that we can empower ourselves and go from there. And I know that the next 3 weeks, the next three people who are going to share with us, Dr. John Haller, next Saturday on the 18th. Dr. Haller is a longtime wellness consultant and was diagnosed years ago with a condition called Sojourner's disease, I believe is the title of it. This is not a very popular, not a very common condition, and powerful, powerful story of how altering this condition was for him and what NECAN has been able to do to pull him out of it. And again, Dr. John Haller will be with us next Saturday. I encourage you, if you've got somebody that is one of those doubting Thomases, that they don't think these, solutions from NECAN really will do anything, get them on the call next Saturday. Or afterwards, have them listen to the recording. And then the following Saturday, the 25th of January, Phil and Gloria Offerly, who have been with us a couple times before, are back. powerful story about cardiovascular disease, or can I just say a heart attack? And I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just going to give you a teaser on what Phil will be sharing. And then also the importance of real salt. We've talked about it before. It's something that all of us should have incorporated into our life, and they'll explain why. And then, as confirmed this morning on Saturday, February 1st, 1st of February, we will have Phil and Giselle, who always report in from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Beverly Dobrin, who will be sharing her last year in the life of Niken, that about a year ago it was that she was not utilizing Niken, and her powerful story with MS. And her story has been typed up, and I will include that when I send out the teaser. And if you're really desperately needed, you can email me, and I'll get out to you in advance if you're working with somebody. And but powerful, powerful story. So that's the next 3 weeks on tap. So I want to thank everybody for being on the line. Look forward to having you hear from Dr. John Haller next Saturday morning. So have a great weekend, everybody, and stay tuned for announcements coming up. Bye-bye for now.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.